Ron Berler served as a volunteer mentor in Norwalk, Connecticut's Brookside Elementary School. Over the course of 2010, he followed the principal, a couple of teachers, and a handful of fifth grade students as they dealt with the fallout from budget cuts and the pressures of standardized testing. Norwalk is a city of 84,000 that's surrounded by four of the richest suburbs in Connecticut. Berler says in 2010, all 19 of Norwalk's schools were failing, according to standardized testing results.
It's not that they don't advance. They advance at the same rate as those wealthy suburban communities. It's just that they start in the cellar, and the other communities start on the eighth floor. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. They simply can't catch up.
And Brookside wasn't getting any better. Under the federal No Child Left Behind Act, schools that fail to show progress on these tests face sanctions. There's an enormous amount of pressure for teachers to perform, or at least get their students to perform well on the test. And that's what Berler says hurts kids.
You know, being drilled day after day, you've got to do this. You've got to achieve, not just for yourself, but for the school. Yeah, these kids get crazy.
Berler says the teachers ended up having to teach to the test, coaching students how to take the state's standardized test well instead of providing well-rounded education.
If you have a great curriculum, why should you have to blow it up for tests? It should be good enough to stand on its own. But because we have a punitive model, in other words, make this number or else, we teach it differently.
The effect? Brookside's scores have improved slightly, but they're still failing according to No Child Left Behind standards. In Berler's book, Brookside's principal is happy to be improving, even slowly. But teachers and administrators are forced to focus their attention on students who are just below passing. Berler says that leaves some students out.
The low achievers, who no matter what Mrs. Schaefer or anybody did, she could advance them, but not enough to pass the test. So, let's blow them off. Let's not worry about them for 22% of the school year. Who else lost time? The kids on the high end. Why worry about the kids on the high end? They're going to pass, right? So when these kids could be flying, they just kind of spun their wheels for 9 weeks.
Though Texas may have reduced the number of standardized tests high school students have to take, there's still some pressure to remove standardized tests altogether. Earlier this month, two Waco parents requested that their child be excused from all standardized testing. According to the Dallas Morning News, the Texas Education Agency denied their request. Dr. Tony Talbert is a professor with Baylor's School of Education. He says even though Berler's book took place in Connecticut, it still rings true in Texas.
It is the story of Waco. It's the story of multiple districts and campuses across the state. Because testing has become the de facto national curriculum of the United States.
Ron Berler will be speaking at 5:30 tonight in the Cashin Academic Building on Baylor's campus. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.